Hello, this is 5 minutes, the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 762, and I'm very happy to be back home. I'm enjoying family time. So let's go back golden scripture from where we got the golden. That's 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, more brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also received and wherein you stand, by which also you saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. And which was yet saved, not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection of the dead. Then it continues, so I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So been looking at the death of Christ, we looked at physical events. We are now on the revelatory, and in looking at what has been done by revelation, we went into Genesis and then into Luke, and then now we're on Proverbs 4:20 that says, my son, pay attention to my word. My son, pay attention to my word. So we are paying attention to God's word. We've always gone extensively into that, and that's what brought us into Mark 11. And in Mark 11, we saw Jesus was with his disciples walking towards Jerusalem, and then he was hungry, and he cursed the fig tree, but we're walking towards Bethany, and then he cursed the fig tree. And following the window coming in Mark 11, Peter came and said to him, Master, the fig tree that he cursed is dead. And Jesus responded with something so profound in Mark 11:23. And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So Mark 11:23, we've been looking at it in the yesterday. I said to you that when you speak words, that is when your faith is released. God's way of releasing his faith is to speak, and therefore your way of releasing your faith is to speak. When you speak, you have released your faith, and that is so important. So you see, there is a premium on words, very important. Now, as I said, when we went to Nakuru, there was a season of rainfalls, and it was raining every day. We had Tuesday to Thursday, 3 days to have the campaign. And if you watch the videos or anything, you see that it was a huge campaign. Now the rain was disturbing, and I spoke to the rain, as I said. And I put Mark 11 into practice. I said, I spoke to the clouds. I spoke to the rain. You see, this is what you're going to do. Jesus did exactly that. He spoke to a fig tree. He spoke to a tree. He spoke to fish. He spoke to the wind. He spoke to the sea. He spoke to inanimate objects. Do they have ears to hear? According to Jesus, they have ears to hear. They will hear you because words created them. We've done all that. So I was amazed when on the final day of the campaign, I was being introduced to now pray for the final time with the whole campaign, and then, you know, that's how we do it. Then the man of God there, one of the chair people, the board members, who was introducing me, said, now we have been with Prophetess Olivia, we have been with her, we've seen her on the first night and second night, and now tonight is the third night. And she needs no introduction, because even yesterday we saw what happened. And I was very interested to listen to hear what he was saying. He said the rain was right, hanging right in the air. We saw it. We saw her. We felt the humidity in the air. Suddenly, when she took over, because I was a bit late, not late, late, but about somebody started before I could, because my car delayed. Just about 2 minutes or 3 minutes. So the person was praying when I got on the stage, and then I took over. Then he said, when she came and she spoke to the wind, she spoke to the sky, she spoke to the clouds. I spoke to it. I'm talking about speaking to inanimate objects, speaking and releasing your faith. Now, so when you are speaking, you know, this is the way I'm releasing my faith. When you're speaking, what's the meaning of that? Now, come on. I said, when you are speaking, that's when that is when you are releasing your faith. So when you're speaking, you know, you're not just beating about the bush. You're not speaking to the air, and you speak to something specifically. I spoke to the clouds. And I said, clouds that are bearing rain, I banish you. You will not pour yourself in over Nakuri. You will not pour yourself over Nakuri. So you see how it is. That is the way you will do it. You will speak to things, speak to them, and you release your faith. Indeed, you mention that thing and you speak to it. What's happening? Your faith is released and you will get results. Jesus has promised to you, says that it will come to pass. But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He will have whatsoever he saith. You can have whatsoever you say. You, yes, you, I'm talking to you, can have whatsoever you say. It. You can have what you say. You can really have what you say. So you're so blessed. Put this into practice. This is not meant for you to just, I have heard prophets of No. It's not meant to show how big I am. No. Not at all. It's meant to teach you and to help you practice what is being taught. My interest is that you practice. I know that people are going to send me messages. Prophets, you said this. Listen, my brother had this problem on his knee. I went and spoke to her. I said, you tumor, and the thing vanished. Prophet, is just wonderful. This is what I want. This is what I'm expecting. Speak. You can even speak to your education. Speak. In Jesus' name, you're so blessed. Come back for more. Well, sorry that today our podcast arrived a bit into the morning, not as early as normally we drop it. Okay, bye. Let me hear from you guys.